Welcome back to the America Pray Now podcast, a podcast for people of prayer. Today we will hear from a prayer partner of America Pray Now, Lisa Pampaloni.
Today we're diving into the extraordinary story of a woman who changed the course of a nation in turmoil and whose life was one long conversation with God, Harriet Tubman. Hers is a story of courage, trust, and a deep communion with God. She wasn't a preacher, a scholar, or a queen. She was a small, uneducated woman who changed the world because she prayed, she believed, and because God answered. Harriet Tubman was born into slavery in 1822 in Maryland. Her given name was Araminta Ross, but her nickname was Minty. Her mother, Harriet Ritt Green, taught her about a God who listens, even in the darkest places. Ritt prayed out loud unashamedly. She told her children that God would one day deliver them, and little Minty believed it. When she was a teenager, Harriet was struck in the head by a plantation taskmaster, a blow that nearly killed her. Afterward, she began having deep, vivid dreams and visions. She said God spoke to her in those moments, warning, guiding, and comforting her. And from that point on, prayer wasn't just a ritual for Harriet, it was her lifeline. When she escaped from slavery in 1849, she didn't have a map. She simply trusted God to lead her to freedom. "'Twasn't me," she later said. "'Twas the Lord. I always told him I trust you. I don't know where to go or what to do, but I expect you to lead me, and he always did." And he definitely did lead her to freedom. And that is when her real mission began. Harriet could have stayed safe in the North, but instead she returned again and again to rescue others through the Underground Railroad. Historians estimate that between 30,000 and 100,000 enslaved individuals found freedom through this network, despite the extreme danger and harsh penalties for anyone involved. Harriet faced enormous risks every time she returned to the South to rescue enslaved people. With a reported $40,000 bounty on her head, she faced the constant threat of being captured, brutally punished, or even executed. She made as many as 13 trips, leading around 70 enslaved men, women, and children to freedom, and guiding hundreds more by her instructions. Every mission began with prayer. She would kneel and say, "Lord, I'm going to hold steady on you, and you've got to see me through." And God did. She never carried a map, only faith. She moved by night, often in total silence, following stars, riverbanks, and intuition. When danger was near, she said God would warn her, sometimes in dreams, sometimes in an inner voice. Once she was leading a group through the woods and suddenly felt the Spirit tell her to stop. She insisted they wait. Later they learned slave catchers were waiting on the road just ahead. On another night she felt led to cross a river, though it was freezing cold and waist deep. The next morning they discovered the patrols had surrounded the route she had initially planned to take. Time and time again, the impossible opened up. Food appeared when they were starving. Safe houses were ready when she knocked, and enemies' eyes were blinded. People who traveled with her said it was like God himself was showing her the way. And Harriet always gave God the credit. "It wasn't me," she said, "it was the Lord. I always told him I trust you." Not once did she lose a single person she led. Every soul she guided reached freedom. And every time, she said it was because God answered her prayers. In her later years, Harriet settled in Auburn, New York, where she helped the elderly and poor, still praying constantly. Visitors described her as a woman who talked to God as if he were right there in the room. Her prayers weren't fancy. They were honest, sometimes bold, sometimes broken, but always full of trust. Even in her old age, she prayed for others' freedom. Not from the chains of slavery this time, but from the deeper prisons of fear, hatred, and injustice. She understood that the human heart can be bound long after the body is set free, and she carried a burden to see people walk in the wholeness God intended. Her intercession became a lifeline for countless souls, a quiet but powerful force pushing back the darkness in every generation she touched. She once said, "God's time is always near. He set the North Star in the heavens. He gave me the strength in my limbs. He meant I should be free." Those words weren't just a memory of her past. They were a declaration of trust in the God who leads, strengthens, and delivers. They reveal a woman who believed freedom was not only her story, but God's desire for every life. That's the kind of faith that changes the world. Steady, courageous, and persistent. A faith that keeps praying when the fight is long. A faith that lifts others when they can't lift themselves. A faith that reminds us that God is still guiding, still strengthening, still setting people free, one answered prayer at a time. Her story isn't just about escape or bravery or courage. It's about faith that acted in prayer. May we follow her example, leaning on God's strength and believing that He is still writing stories of deliverance through us, around us, and for us. In fact, I have another testimony of answered prayer to share with you today from one of our younger APN prayer partners, James Rumsey. He shares, "Back a few months ago in August, I was on a camping trip with my friends. All of us like to play football. While we were playing, I ran toward the end zone. I jumped to get the football across the line, hoping to get a touchdown. But when I landed, my head smashed hard against the ground. When I got up, my head was in a swirl. I didn't realize how bad it was, so I kept playing, but a little while after I got a strong headache that wouldn't go away. When I got home, my head started getting worse. In car rides, I would have to close my eyes because it made my headache super strong. I couldn't play, run, or do anything with sports. I had prayed to God many times, asking Him to heal me. My mom is pretty sure I had a concussion since my head kept getting worse and it had been almost a month. She was planning on taking me to the doctor that Monday, but on Sunday while I was at church, as I was praying to be healed, I felt the headache lift from my head. I was healed. To describe it better, it really felt as if someone came up to me and took it away from me. I know Jesus healed me." So even if it takes a while and you are praying, don't lose hope, because God hears your prayers and He will answer them in His appointed time. I know there is power in prayer. James gained a powerful testimony through this experience. Psalm 34:4 tells us, "I sought the Lord and He answered me. He delivered me from all my fears." His story shows so clearly that Jesus hears, Jesus moves, and Jesus heals. Even when it seems delayed, His timing is always perfect. May His testimony strengthen your faith to keep believing and keep seeking, because God is faithful.
Thank you for listening to the America Pray Now podcast. If you have enjoyed these podcasts, we also publish a magazine on prayer, which is free of charge and can be delivered directly to your home. You can sign up to receive this magazine by visiting our website at americapraynow.com. We also meet in 17 different cities every month to pray in person. Most of our prayer meetings are in Virginia, and we also meet in West Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, North Carolina, and South Carolina. Please see our website for dates and times. And until next time, may God bless you.